anger is brewing in New York City after news that the city has approved a developer's plans for an apartment building with two separate entrances, one for wealthy residents, another for those living in affordable units. Moses Gates is the director for planning and community development at the Association for Neighborhood and Housing Development in New York. He's with us now. And Moses, first off, this is entirely legal, right?
Yeah, this is technically allowed under the current zoning code and current New York City rules. That's correct. But I don't think there's any doubt that it really violates the spirit of what this administration is trying to accomplish in regards to economic equality and integration.
Well, explain that. What were your thoughts when you heard about this?
Well, what's really happening here in New York City is we're trying to integrate our neighborhoods. We're trying to make sure that all different people from all walks of life are able to live in New York City going forward. And that, I think, is what a lot of the new administration is about. And as part of that deal, we all need to be living together. People like New York City because it's a vibrant, diverse place where folks from all walks of life can interact and live life together. And to have a development that is sponsored by an enormous amount of taxpayer subsidy, these buildings get an extraordinarily generous tax break. They get an extraordinarily generous zoning bonus that allows them to build much larger and therefore have the building be much more lucrative. To have all of that public investment into a building and then have the building say, well, we're going to have one type of building for one type of people, and, you know, the other folks that I guess we have to build for in order to get all of this public subsidy, we're going to make feel like second-class citizens. I just think it strikes a real sour note with a lot of people.
Well, and at its worst, I guess you could compare it to things like people sitting in the front of the bus versus the back of the bus, or different water fountains for different people. At its best, I guess you could compare it to like an airplane with a first-class cabin that has a curtain in between it and the coach cabin. But how do you view it?
I mean, I think the first-class and coach cabin analogy is apt if the government had paid for half the airplane. So that's the biggest thing, is that these developments are made possible by the city of New York. And that's not what New York City is about. New York City is about integration and equality here.
On the other hand, do you think it's a way to get more developers to build more affordable housing in New York?
Absolutely not. This is a loophole that's exploited by not that many buildings and not that many developers. There are many, many prominent mixed-income developers that won't even consider using the corridor. And it's something that I should note doesn't really save developers much, if any, money. It's economically debatable whether it even pencils out better. So I don't think that it's a matter of this helps incentivize affordable housing development. We already have a lot of developers that do make integrated mixed-income buildings here in New York City, and so I don't think it would affect the ability of the administration to meet its housing goals at all.
Well, so what happens next, Moses? Where do you see this going from here?
I would say I think that the people of the city and the administration have made it clear that this is not something they envision as part of their development program. And I hope that developers understand that and kind of put a stop to it voluntarily. And I think that there are going to be technical solutions, maybe not tomorrow, because that's just not how our system works, but in a timely fashion.
Moses Gates is Director for Planning and Community Development at the Association for Neighborhood Housing Development in New York. Moses, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
And by the way, we did reach out to the building's developer, Extel. They declined to comment.